views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How you doing? I'm so happy that you came back with us to wrap up the second hour of this wonderful show.
First hour.
I'm sorry, first hour, you're right. I thought we were on for a week.
There you go.
Well, we have a couple of, we have a great topic today, actually. And it really hits everybody in some way or another. And it's obsessions. Some people are obsessed with food. Some people are obsessed with other people. Some people are obsessed with cleaning the house. Some people are obsessed with shopping. So we all go through something like that within our lifetime. Unfortunately, there's people that obsess in shopping. And I don't suggest those people use credit cards. Sorry, guys, but you'll never get out of debt. Never, never, never. Before we start, though, the second half, I want to give you guys all of our numbers because they're very important. If you'd like a free reading from Artie or myself, call the studio and we will give you one. And the number is 800-930-2819. And if you would like a reading or a party or an Artie and Sky party with myself, you can reach me at 908-500-1474. And if you would like the same thing with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02.
That's what I'm talking
about. ANGEL-02. Isn't that a great, great number, guys? He's so lucky.
I am very lucky to have
and
that number.
And he's sitting all puffed up here with his
I got it going
Davidson
on.
Jacket.
I got it going on.
Ooh, bad. The bad butt.
Bad to the bone.
Ba-boom. Bad to the bone.
So who are the callers? We have a couple of people.
Oh, yes. We have Tiffany from New Jersey. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great, sweetie. How about you?
I'm okay.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
I just had a question as far as what do you guys see for my love life?
Okay.
Are you just on your own right now?
Yeah, I feel she is.
Am I single, you mean?
Yes.
No, I'm actually in a relationship.
Oh, boy. I'm feeling that you're single.
Emotionally.
Yeah. I'm feeling as though this is not a very two-way street here. And that I feel my first impression that I felt for you was it's like a very like lonely relationship. Even though he's there, I think that maybe no communication, not really what you're looking for. Because I feel as though it's a one-way street here.
Mm-hmm.
I do, though, know that you will not be 100% with this guy for the rest of your life. I see somebody in the teaching profession for you. I'm feeling
okay,
like a teacher.
Do you see a time frame of when this relationship ends? It's been over a year we've been together.
It's all going to depend on you, when you could break free. And I think that you're the one that's actually keeping this relationship alive. I know you can do better. I know you're not being heard. And I know that you're missing out on a lot that you shouldn't be missing out on. So it's a matter of when you're ready. And don't be afraid to be alone. I'm feeling that you're kind of apprehensive to be alone in no relationship. And don't feel that way. You're a great person. I feel a good vibe from you. You have a good spirit. You have a good soul. Don't stay in a relationship only because you want to say, oh, I'm in a relationship. No. I feel there's something much better, and I'm feeling it within the next year and a half.
Okay.
But like I said, this person is either a teacher or a professor. So are you in school now? Do you go to school?
I'm going back to school in October. I've taken quite a bit of years off of school, and I'm going back in October.
Well, that makes perfect sense then. That makes perfect sense. And when you do go back, you are going to find the love of your life. But like I said, you know what? Truthfully, I'm being told that the relationship needs to end before you go back to school. It's going to be too much of a drain on you psychologically, spiritually, and physically.
There's definitely a major codependency going on here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like I depend on him?
Excuse me?
Like I depend on him, you guys mean?
Well, I think you're afraid to break away from him. But yeah. I feel like he's more of a free spirit than you are. That you're a little bit more clingy than he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I also feel like, you know, he's like annoyed a lot. I feel like this annoyance, I could actually see his face, and he's like always like annoyed. Like there's always something that you say that's not right, and he's annoyed. That's the way I'm perceiving his persona.
It's very important, and I know I'm asking you to do something that seems like it'll probably like shake your insides. But if you were to break off with this relationship, you need to get back to the good sense of yourself. I feel like you lost a lot of who you are through him, and you're very easily upset and disappointed, and you're afraid to make him upset. And, you know, it's very difficult for you to feel comfortable within your own skin. And you're not going to get back to your true self until you finally get, you know, until you're finally on your own and you start getting more into your life and not living your life so much through him, especially emotionally. And that's where you're very codependent. You think you need him to breathe, you know, and you don't. You're going to see that you're still going to survive. It'll be a little healing process. You'll be going through a little mourning process and there'll be some tears, but that's actually your healthiest bet. You need to get back you into you.
I agree. Are you going for teaching?
No, I'm not. I'm actually going to get certified to become an MRI technician.
Okay. Because I do see you ending up with a teacher, like I mentioned before. I wouldn't be surprised, though, because I'm feeling this very strongly. I would not be one bit surprised if you taught your profession. Do you know that?
Okay.
I feel that that's why I asked you, are you going to be a teacher? Because I feel that you are going to be some type of a teacher. So I feel as though you are going to be an educational mecca for your own profession. You're going to be teaching, you know, people who want to join in. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, baby. Hey, forget about it.
Listen, I feel a lot of good things coming up in your future. Do not hesitate to take a plunge into the unknown. Okay,
yeah, it's been so good lately. That's why I was confused, because it has been really good lately.
Okay, it could be very good lately. Look, it's summertime. Everybody's happy. But trust me, this is not where you need to be. Your life is going to start blossoming.
You'll see as your life starts to manifest.
Yes.
As you start to go in the direction of your own direction, and as you start to meet certain people, as he gets more into his schedule, as you start to get into your schedule, you're going to see that what we're saying in the long run is going to equal up. But yes. I mean, I understand why you might feel the way you do in the now, because a lot of people have a hard time seeing, you know, the truth of the matter while they're in it in the now. But you'll see what we're saying is going to make sense later on. Because like I said, I felt like you were already single, and she felt, so did he. And so therefore there's like some kind of an emotional detachment there.
Yeah.
You know, because if you are that kind of comfortable in your relationship and everything's going great, you wouldn't be asking us, is everything okay with my relationship?
I didn't even think you had a relationship, to be honest with you.
Yeah. That, you know, and if you're happy in your relationship, that's fantastic. But, you know, what I'm saying, it almost, you know, it does sound like common sense. But like I'm saying, and I say this with sincerity in my heart, if you're asking about your relationship, how's my relationship when everything's fantastic, what's the sense of even asking us? Why do you need anybody else's thoughts or opinions or where it's going to go if you already feel very comfortable with it or you say that things are going great?
I don't feel
But
that.
Anyway, this is these are our gut, you know, and, you know,
yeah.
And somebody else who's maybe one of your friends or other family members, they might be saying the same thing what we're saying, and but you want what you want, and you say, well, it's not that bad, and it's okay. And the ego justifies why everything's okay, even if it's not the greatest.
Right.
But that's, you know, it's your life, and if you want to stay in that, then you could stay in it, but you're going to see that there's going to be other opportunities passing you by, and it's going to be extremely clear to you, so it's going to be up to you. But right now, we got to go for a commercial break, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Lovely speaking
Thank
with you,
you guys
Tiffany.
Too. Thank you so much.
Good Bye. Luck.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back, folks.
We've already said
tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. You're with Artie and Sky of Artie and Sky.
Of Angels and Answers.
Of Angels and Answers.
The dynamic duo.
So,
yo.
You want to know something? A lot of times people have a difficult time trying to accept the fact that, you know, when you're trying really hard within a relationship and knowing when the show is over.
Yes.
And a lot, you know, because there are times when I've done readings for people and I've told people and they responded just the way she did and say, no, it's really okay. It's not like that. It's not like that. And then after, like, I finally take a break after
and
a couple
give them permission.
No, right. But I go to where all the people are and the girl who I read for left the building, left the house. And the girl says, this happened to me countless times. Artie, we've been telling her that for so long and she won't listen. And then you said the same thing everybody else said.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, all right, well, I'm just telling you my gut feelings. And you could still stay in this relationship if you want, but it's you're going to see.
Do you know,
it's not equaling up.
I feel that the relationship is so distant that I didn't even feel that this girl was attached. And you know how dead accurate we are on that. We both conferred.
Yes.
Did you feel that sense of unattachment?
When the two of us are like on the same page with the same answers, it's like I'm extremely confident that what the answer is.
There's no question.
And like I said, if you were 100% feeling really super comfortable in your relationship, you don't need to ask any psychic or anybody, how is it?
Right.
Because when you're feeling emotionally great in the relationship, then it makes no difference what anybody says. You know, so long as the two of you are on the same page and you're both loving each other and appreciating each other, it makes no difference what your parents say, what your friends say, what any psychic might say.
Right.
If you're feeling it, then that's the most important thing.
You know yourself.
You know, and so like when you say, no, that's not right. That's, you know, I'm not feeling it. It's like, well, all right. Well, you asked us and we told, but we didn't impose ourselves.
Right.
And, you know, and again, if somebody is that attached, and we were just discussing with the topic obsession, that your ego says, no, I want what I want.
Right.
And I don't care what you say.
Right.
And it is wonderful. And it is beautiful. And even when people are cheating on other people, it's like, no, it's not that bad.
They
accept it and then they justify it.
Exactly. And that is what we're discussing right now. The obsession of it all, you know, and that is an obsession to have a fear of being alone or having a fear of not being able to get somebody else or having low self-esteem by feeling, you know, oh, this person's the best I can do. Well, it's not true. It's not true. You could always do better. You need to give yourself those little uplifting boosts and say to yourself, I am better than this. I can do better. Set goals. Achieve goals. Once you achieve a goal, you know, you feel so good about yourself that you're unstoppable. Isn't that correct?
I agree. I concur.
You concur?
I concur.
He concurs. We're concurring. But we have a wonderful young man called Pete from Mays Landing in New Jersey, our home state. Pete, are you there, baby?
I was just in Mays Landing not too long ago. So.
Mia was in Mays Landing over the weekend. She took a little vacation,
Really? All right, fantastic. Oh, yes. That's right. She went away.
Yes.
That's great.
She sent me pictures of the animals in the zoo.
Oh, awesome.
She took a picture of a bear, and she said, oh, look, Nanny, it looks like Boo Boo. Boo Boo is one of my mastiffs. He's a little overweight.
When you said Boo Boo, I was everyone else is thinking from Yogi Bear.
Yes. But no, we call one of our mastiffs, who's extremely overweight and just so lazy and adorable, we call him Boo Boo.
He's a bear.
He is a bear. Isn't he a bear?
He's a bear.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Pete.
Pete?
Maybe we don't have Pete.
Pete, can you hear me?
Oh, hello. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Do you hear us now?
Papa, can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit.
Lentil.
Yes, I can hear you, though.
Okay, is your radio on?
Yes, I feel I can hear you real good here.
Your radio on.
I'm curious if you guys experience or do any past lives reading.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love past life regression, yes.
You want to know something? For me, it's not my major forte, but there are times where all of a sudden I will, like with the person not saying or asking about past life, like I'll just go into a past life.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when somebody gets a message about their past life, it explains why things are in the now.
Absolutely.
And I love when that happens, and it happens just now. And it's only happened to me literally a handful of times, and I've read for thousands of people. But it's just so exciting because you're telling this story, like your
That's
hand's Christian Anderson.
It. Yeah.
And you're just telling this story, and it's like, can you confirm that, you know? And actually, you know, sometimes, and these people can actually.
Yes,
you know?
And I'll tell you how they can confirm that. Many past lives leave us marred in this life. Let's say you have a fear of going over a bridge and you don't have any understanding in this life why. It could be because you had an accident, or you got thrown off of a bridge in a past life, or you committed suicide and you jumped. So in this life, you're feeling a fear of that bridge. And that's why when we go into past life regression, a lot of people get healed of their phobias. And I think it's a very, very smart thing to do if you're suffering from phobia.
I relate that to obsessions, too. Like if you starve to death, then you probably overeat. You know, you're overeating because you starved to death in a past life.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, so you overcompensate in this lifetime.
You're absolutely correct, Pete. Yeah. Absolutely. And a lot of people go to psychiatrists, and I'm not saying like everybody doesn't need to go to a psychiatrist, but most people who have these obsessions about overeating or overspending or overshopping or whatever usually comes from a past life, a residue of a past life. And there have been plenty of times when I've done past life regression that it was brought to the surface and the person was able to heal from it or understand why and not feel a bad feeling about themselves or not feeling this feeling of being not right, uncomfortable, or feeling, oh, why can't I accomplish this? It's just, I can't do it. They usually heal from that completely, and they're able to conquer their fears. And it's a very good method. It's a very good method of conquering obsessions. You're absolutely right, Pete. You're very intuitive, Pete.
Well, thank you. Any chance for a quick reading?
Oh, absolutely.
What is it that you would like to know?
As far as my job, is it going to get any better?
Oh, geez. That was so funny.
It's getting harder and harder to do the jobs anymore. So
you know what? When I first heard your voice, I swore you were going to ask me about your job. And I feel that there's another job waiting for you, that this is not your last hurrah. And I don't feel that you're going to be in this job for a lot longer. I feel that you're going to find something completely new to do. It may correspond to what you're doing now, and it may not. It's all a matter of what you're going to think of, because I feel that you're intelligent enough to want to explore different avenues at this juncture of your life. And you may just change professions totally, for lack of having the vigor that you find in your profession now.
Okay.
I don't see you staying in your profession or your job. I see you going on. I see you moving on. And I actually see you moving on in a better aspect. I feel like you're going to make more money. You're going to be much happier. You're going to be a much happier person.
Okay.
It's good. It's good. I see good things for you. I don't have any negative feelings around you.
Well, thank you. That's good to hear.
Good.
Good.
Would you like to know anything right. else?
Well, my wife had a stroke about a year ago.
Yes.
But she's doing real good now and doing fine. It's just always in the back of my mind that something might happen again. But
you can't live your life in fear like that, you know, because it could literally consume the quality of your life. And so long as you're doing everything you can with precautions, you know, so long as you're, you know, she could still have a quality of life. You could still have a quality of life. And I feel like so long as you're, you know, doing things on a more conservative note, you know, just keep on doing, you know, what you guys love to do.
Right. She's still on blood thinners, right?
I'm sorry?
She's still on blood thinners?
Oh, yeah, they put her on everything. And I mean, cholesterol, triglyceride, blood thinners. And she never had a problem with any of that and still had a stroke.
Well, some people are predestined. Some people have it in their genetic makeup to have strokes. So as long as she's on the blood thinners, I feel as she's fine. But I'm so sorry to cut you short, Pete, because we must go for a break, like, right now. It was great talking to you, sweetheart.
You
God
take
bless.
Care of yourself. Enjoy.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, stick around because Artie and Sky, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Ari Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you out there in land of the radio?
Ooh. Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody in there? Ooh. That's from Pink Floyd.
Yes.
I love
right.
Pink Floyd.
The Wall. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest albums.
Absolutely. Did you ever see the video?
The video? No, I never
saw the video. Oh, there's a whole movie.
Oh, really? Oh,
video.
I didn't know that. There's a, it's called The Machine, I think. They do a tribute to Pink Floyd, The Wall, and they build the wall as the concert's going on and stuff.
Well, the wall is like what do they call those music videos? But it's really long. It's like an hour.
Really?
Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I've listened to the, I'm pretty sure they're called The Machine. And I've listened to their music. I listened to the tribute band. And, oh, my God, I just, you know, certain bands, I just get lost. I love listening to music. I mean, it really is. That's my high. That's my dope. That's, you know, listening to music, especially outdoors and just, you know, just totally enjoying the moment and the energy. It's just great.
I love that. I do love that, too. It actually lifts my spirit.
Yeah. No, absolutely. My brother invited me to go with him, and I couldn't make it. Charity was sick. I was going to go to Maplewood Stock. In Maplewood, every year they have music all day Saturday, all day Sunday. It's literally an all-weekend event, and they have one band after another band playing all different kinds of music.
Beautiful.
You know, it's like Woodstock, but in Maplewood. And my brother said that the crowds are getting larger and larger every year.
They have one in Ohio that one of my daughters went to about, March. or April.
I don't know.
Supposed to babysit, but I never got a chance to babysit. Something came up. Oh, I know. It was the Tony Stockwell thing.
There you go.
That was May.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they had this big concert. It was like for a whole 5 days.
God, I've been hearing Ohio a lot lately.
Yes, what is that?
Seriously, between that and Charity going away there, and somebody else was mentioning Ohio. It's
O-Mio,
like
it seems... Ohio. What the heck is going to Ohio?
Did I tell you this is a fact? It's a pure fact, and it's common knowledge to a bunch of people, but not to everybody. But the state of Ohio, during every single presidential election, has always picked the winner.
Really?
From the beginning of time.
I guess they're pretty damn smart out there.
Whatever. I don't know. But whenever Ohio has a perfect record for picking out the winning president.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really good.
And that's why they try really hard to win Ohio.
I'm telling
Seriously.
You.
You know?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. It's amazing. It
you
really
know where
is.
I want to go so bad.
What?
Lilydale.
Yeah.
Didn't we say in the winter we were going to go in
yeah,
the summer?
Yeah, we're going to go. Well, summer isn't over yet, so.
I got to go. I have this. I'm just drawn there for a reason. I don't know what the reason is, but I feel so drawn there. I need to go.
Oh, before I forget, everybody, being that I have everyone's attention.
We hope.
If anybody has a really good used van for about 3 Gs, 3-4 Gs, you got to give me a call. Because I'm looking for a van. I just found out today from my mechanic that it took a dump. My van took a dump.
It's not so bad that it took a dump, but you had to put so much money into it to be told it took a dump.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, that's exactly true. It could run a little while longer. He says it will run, you know, but it's definitely on borrowed time right now and stuff. So it kind of like.
So bad for you.
So it is what it is, you know, and it's just that time. That's all. But
you should have asked me. I would have told you.
I just
you wouldn't have listened.
No, I shouldn't have fixed it. No, something told me I shouldn't have. But at the same token, to know what it is, like because the radiator went and he says, I got to fix the radiator to get the engine going to see if the engine's OK or whatnot. And then it just turned out to be a big fiasco. Waste of money.
You know what? To fix a radiator isn't that much money. It's like 300 like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's not a crap load, but I needed the thermostat and I needed something else with the radiator system or whatnot.
A lot of money.
So, but that's all right. It is what it is, and thank
he
God
needs
I'm in
more
a,
readings, folks.
Please call. Please donate your funds. I'll take it. You know, I was just saying to somebody, and I didn't, and I felt really bad after it because it was during a reading. I said, anytime anybody wants to offer you an anything, allow yourself to say yes. Allow yourself to say, you know, and allow yourself to receive whatever it is, you know, and, you know, whatever it is you're paying for. So if you're doing a service and somebody is kind enough or generous enough to give you,
a tip.
Then just be gracious and say thank you. And there are some people say, no, that's okay. I'm okay with this. No, if somebody is nice enough and generous enough and thoughtful enough to give you a tip, then you have to learn to receive. And
you're right. Because usually people that do that, they really get joy out of that. It really brings them happiness.
Yeah. And so they appreciate the fact that, you know, that you did a great job and they are paying you for your service. And I felt bad because here I'm telling this girl to do this. And I said, you know, and it's during a reading. And I said to her in midterm, I said, I'm not expecting a tip. I said, I don't need a tip. I said, I'm not saying that for you to give me a tip. And she goes, well, do people generally tip you? I said, once in a while they do, but I don't expect it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very thankful for what I make, but there are some people who do. But when people are generous, I just say thank you, you know, and I accept it. I mean, why? Why shouldn't I?
No, absolutely.
You know, when somebody
I wish somebody would give me a tip, except
your
bet
whole
the
life
horses.
Is a tip.
Don't bet the horses. That's the only tip.
Don't feel pity for Skye. Her whole life is a tip.
Yeah, the tip of the iceberg ready to melt. I'm waiting for a meltdown.
There you go.
You know what? We have a girl waiting for us from New York City, and her name is Judy. Are you there?
Judy in the sky. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da,
da. Judy, you there?
Hey, Brian, do we have Judy?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm making
hey, Judy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm making some life changes in terms of my career and love life. I want to know what advice you have for me with that.
We have no clue what you just said. You got to speak clearly, sweetheart.
I'm making some changes in my career and love life, and I wanted to know if you had any guidance to that.
All right, give me a minute.
Hold on a second.
You know, Judy, I'm feeling that before you could start making changes with careers and love life, you need to start working on yourself first. I feel that there's some unresolved issues that you're working through, and you're not working through them fast enough. You're lingering and holding on.
You keep procrastinating.
Yeah.
What is it that you're afraid of, that you're not moving more forward in the direction of your career? There's like a fear factor.
I have an autoimmune disease that I'm working with, some doctor appointments on that. Some will stuff with my family, like my brothers, my father, my sister. So I'm just dealing with all the other stuff before I move forward.
Yeah, I'm feeling a depression around you, sweetheart. And that could be from the medication you're taking, or that could be from just thinking that, you know, your life is in the crapper right now. But please don't think that way. There's been many miracles that have been made. And even if you are a little bit disabled or you are a little ill, you can come through it and you can live with it. There are a lot of people that live with a lot of ailments, and they absolutely have wonderful lives. But you know what? We're going to come back to you, sweetie. We just want to take a station break, a little commercial, and we'll be right back to speak with Judy.
Thread your life with intuition. Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WPLQ.
Nice music, nice music.
That's
welcome
the clue.
Back, everybody. Oh, you're not welcomed yet.
Yeah, are we welcomed yet? Hey, Brian, are we welcomed yet?
Yes, you are, guys.
Okay,
thank
welcome back,
God.
Everybody.
Welcome back, everybody, from the love of our hearts.
We were so afraid you weren't coming back. It's so nice.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, baby. Okay, Judy, you still there, babe?
Yeah.
Okay, Judy, yeah. Are you suffering from a neurological problem?
No.
No. I don't know. I just feel like neurological problem. I kept hearing that in my head. Neurological.
You want to know something? What I feel you should be doing is breaking down all your priorities and handle one situation at a time, because I feel like your life is so overwhelming and that it's very important for you to get the support from the people who, you know, who are really important in your life. And because if you're trying to tackle all your projects or all the important things in your life, and if you are not prioritizing everything, and if you're not getting the support you need to start doing this. And this is how people get power in their life.
Yes.
And you need to start taking control of your life.
That's the main
thing. And you're just basically just rolling along with it and rolling along with it. And you want to know where you're going, but it's like you're not really making a strong precedent as far as the direction of where you say you want to go or what you're doing.
Are you having trouble deciding on your avenues of opportunity?
There are different avenues I can take with my career, and I don't think that New York City is the best place for me to pursue that. However, I'm trying to deal with some issues with my family and the will, and also my health. Obviously, when you take a new job, you can't take a day off for doctor appointments. So I'm trying to handle that properly before I commit to anything like that.
But you know something, Judy, I want to ask you something. Are you having problems grasping with your hands, or are you having problems like with dropping things?
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's coming. All right.
Really interesting you say that.
What?
She said it's interesting.
It's
that
interesting
say that.
You say
there's
that,
going to be a blonde girl with full lips who's going to actually step in and assist you with your life, or to help you out, or to help get things done. And she has beautiful blonde hair, and like I said, full lips, and she's a very confident person. And I don't know if this is like somebody who you get along with well at work, or if this is going to be one of your very dear friends. But I feel like this person could really be your strong confidant to help you either get strong advice or to assist you in getting physical things done that needs to get done. Do not be afraid to ask help.
Yeah.
Ask for help to help you while you're, you know, to get things done or to do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to do it all on your own, because there's just not enough time in the day for you to do that.
Right. And also, Judy, that's why I mentioned to you before, are you having neurological problems? I don't know what medications you are on, and maybe you have not been diagnosed with neurological problems, but I feel that there's something causing you neurological damage. It could be the medication you're on, or it could be something brewing. I would check into it.
Go through a windshield, like in a car accident, and when I was younger, and it could have caused or affected my autoimmune disease, like the hypothalamus is in the brain.
Yes.
But it's interesting you say about specifically the right hand, because, you know, I thought it was carpal tunnel or some circulation, and I got into essential oils. You know, I'm trying to go holistic, and I'm also trying to do Western. So it's like Western, you know, like it's hard to decide, you know, yes, I need advice, but everything costs money. So I want to know which person would be the best to do that, whether it's a man or holistic doctor or a woman, or, like, you know, it's a lot.
I know. Listen to me. Holistic doctors are wonderful, and they do have their place. But sometimes you need a regular conventional doctor for, let's say, MRIs and CAT scans and things like that. Now, since you've been having this problem for quite a while, I would go to a neurologist. Because if you remember, I said to you, do you have neurological problems? And you told me no. And I knew that wasn't true, because I'm feeling it very, very deeply. So if I were you, I would go to a neurologist and have a complete workup done. Sometimes when you're in a car accident, I know for myself, I have neurological damage. And it's not like yours, but mine, I have numbness. I have like paralyzation in my upper back between my waist and my neck on the left side. That's neurological.
Uh-huh.
That's why I asked you if you're dropping things, because I felt as though you had this neurological damage. That is a sign. You're being told signs. You could have depression because of neurological damage. I feel you're depressed. You're having scattered thoughts. I know you are.
You're overwhelmed.
It.
I feel like, you know, a lot of things that need to get done is above and beyond your comprehension. It's like somebody trying to figure out what we were just talking about before, the computer world.
Right.
And you need to get a lot of things done through the computer and fill out this form and that form and everything through the computer. And you don't even know how to work the computer. Well, this is your life.
Right.
And I'm not talking about computer, but you feel like there are so many things that's above and beyond your comprehension on how to tackle things. This is why I said you need to start going to people who know how to take care of all these issues in your life, people who are professional at doing what they do, and allow them to assist you rather than feeling like you have to do everything on your own. Otherwise, you are going to be completely lost at a left field, and you're just going to be washed away in all the havoc and all the crap.
Yeah. It feels like you're going to go through like a mental, what do they call it? Paralysis. No, it's like a paralysis. It's just so many things on your mind that you do nothing. That's like a paralysis.
Start
mode.
Talking to people who are very, you know, good with all these topics that need to be taken care of. And I'm telling you, you're going to start getting help and you're going to start feeling alive again. But don't feel like you have to do everything on your own, because you're not going to be able to. But right now we have to wrap up our show, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You'll be okay.
You
just get that help, sweetie.
Yes, definitely go for
Thank
help.
Thank you.
All righty. There was another 2 hours that just went super quick.
I cannot
quick.
Believe it.
Yeah, this whole week went by super quick. Unbelievable.
We weren't even sure if yesterday was Wednesday or Tuesday.
I know. I'm losing track of all
this. Me
too. It's just a very, very weird week for me. It's just really weird how everything just went right by. All right, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you who are listening, for you, your family, and friends, with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And don't ever stop asking the angels. Always ask your angels and the Holy Spirit for their love and for their assistance. Your prayers really count on behalf of yourself and others. Always allow yourself to receive.
Very good point. Pray for yourselves as well. Always, always, at the end of your prayers, always ask for prayer yourself. And may God bless all of you. Thank you so much for listening in. And I know we'll hear from you next week.
It was a pleasure. Take care, everybody.
God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.